Welcome to Music Lab Nights, a podcast that takes place in the yellow practice space of the spacious and gracious Music Lab of Minneapolis, located on the corner of Bloomington and 52nd Street in the heart of Lake Nokomis neighborhood. This school offers professional lessons in just about every instrument and style imaginable. Check out www.musiclabminneapolis.com for more details. Tonight on Music Lab Nights, we have two very special guests, the owners of the Music Lab. They are also teachers as well as local performing musicians, Josie Schmidt and Jillian Ray. They're here to tell their story. Hope you enjoy.
All right, so welcome Jillian, Jillian Ray and Josie Schmidt, the owners of the Music Lab and also the teachers at the Music Lab. Jillian, you play and teach what instrument?
I teach violin, viola, and voice. All right. And one cello student.
Okay. Josie?
I teach piano and play piano.
Okay, great. All right. So congratulations on your first, your 1 year anniversary at the music school in Minneapolis.
Thank you.
It's pretty exciting.
I know, it is exciting.
It's awesome.
The school seems to be going great.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say are some of the highlights for your first year as a music school?
I think the highlights are both MMC performances we did with our students at the Minnesota Music Cafe. We had the benefit in March and the Halloween show in October, and they both went really well.
Excellent.
That's, I second that.
That sounds
that was
fun.
Definitely.
I was actually at them, but I know that for a fact that they were a lot of fun.
I'm 7 years old. I'm gonna play Moonlight Melody.
There's a lot of things I know about you guys, but one thing I don't know is where... Do you guys remember when you guys met?
I think I do. Maybe.
Well, I know we met at Schmidt Music.
Yeah, we were both just teaching in the little studios there.
Oh, and then we didn't really meet until we ran into each other in Duluth. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
We're like, hey, we work at the same place.
Oh, yeah, that was totally random. I lived in Duluth for a little while, and then I came to find that you went to school there, so you were just there on the same weekend,
just having fun.
By coincidence. Yeah, that's right. It's like the first time we spoke outside of Schmidt Music.
I know. And became instant friends.
Yay.
Well, that's cool. And when you guys decided you wanted to start your own school, was that a pretty exciting moment?
Well, it was kind of... I don't know if it was like a moment, because like just getting to know each other and hanging out, of course, we would talk about all kinds of things, and like owning my own music school was something I've always wanted to do. Like I've always, even in high school when I was taking lessons from my teachers, and then I came to find that Josie had the same ideas. Like she forever has had that as kind of her end goal of, you know, right now I'm teaching and eventually I'd like to own my own school. So the fact that we both were into the same stuff and doing the same thing, and we both had that same kind of dream, it just kind of made sense to go for it together, I think.
Yeah. So, we kind of fed each other's ideas. And...
Yeah, definitely played off of each other. I don't think there was like this big light bulb moment that went off, like, let's start a music school. There were many conversations about it that actually led up to doing it for real. So...
That's really cool. I've been very impressed with your guys, the speed in which you guys have created your own space and your own school and stuff. It's really exciting. It's fun to be a part of, too. So the music lab is like a laboratory, like mixtures and
schematics.
Scientists and things. How would you describe the space itself?
I'd say it is a huge... hodgepodge of creativity. Maybe that's why it's a lab.
Okay.
Yeah, in one word, I would just say fun.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, fun.
Okay. Yeah, it's really colorful. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been there and I teach there sometimes. And and yeah, it's nice. It's very colorful and probably some of the nicest, biggest practice spaces in town. I don't know.
I like to think so.
I haven't been to every, you know, music school in town. In fact, I've been to only maybe three that I can think of, but they're pretty spacious and comfortable.
Ours are very spacious.
Yeah, I think there are a few that I've been to that have kind of a cool vibe similar. Like, we just, when people walk in to the music lab, the first thing they notice is how colorful it is, and some people even ask if we live there. It's very comfortable and almost feels like you're at home in a way, but it's also just such a random, there's no way that anyone would actually decorate their home that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of a fun studio. So I think we just really lucked out when we found the space, because we not only had free reign to like paint the walls and just do whatever we wanted, but the rooms were just nice and big. Mm-hmm. So, you know, each room, I would say you could have more than one, you know, teacher student in at a time, I would say.
Yeah, it's pretty spacious. So, Josie and Jillian, would you guys like to perform a song for us tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
We would.
Sure.
What song would that be?
We're going to perform A Change Is Gonna Come
by Sam Cooke, originally.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. All right, here it is. What are you trying to create at the music lab that's maybe different from other schools around the city?
Well, I think what we're trying to create is, I don't know if we can say like a fun experience is different from other music schools, but maybe more well-rounded in the performing aspect, as well as a really awesome musical education from experienced instructors. And turning that education into a really fun time where they can come out to a coffee shop and play in front of their friends and family and make it a really good experience rather than like a nerve-wracking experience.
Well, you said like performance and stuff like that is a high importance at the school. I mean, I know there's like Paul Fanfara and Mark O'Day, who are in some of my favorite local bands, and you two, of course, are in one of my favorite bands, amongst others.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You're also, you work with a lot of different great local bands. The Killer Hayseeds, for instance, you sing with, and are now
sang.
you sang with. But you guys are now putting together a new project, I believe.
Yeah, we're going out as Jillian Ray and the Bad Seeds. So it's basically four of the old Hayseed members, and we're hoping to add a new guitar player really soon and possibly a sixth member. We'll see what happens, but
yeah,
that's kind of in the wheels are in motion there.
Right.
So.
And you guys are also performing a group called with Eric Martin, My Brother Vincent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's another group that's, I believe, playing at the Turf Club soon.
It'll be our second show ever. Our first ever show was actually at the Halloween show at the MMC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So, yeah.
So, cool. So all these teachers, there's all these teachers that have a lot of performance, you know, they have a, you know, they like to ham it up on stage. These type of people are your teachers, but they're also well-educated people as well. So that mm-hmm, they're definitely. So you have this. Sounds like you have teachers who are really into performing, getting out into the music scene in Minneapolis. But
well, we all have music degrees. I think most mm-hmm. of us anyway, yeah. And the people that don't have been playing music forever and basically have the equivalent of a degree in experience. Right. You know. So it's not just that we're hiring any, you know, kid that knows how to play the guitar. I mean, mm-hmm. it's very, I want to say that we're selective in who we have teach,
mm-hmm.
Just to make sure we have that well-rounded aspect that Josie was mentioning, because, you know, growing up, most of the, you know, private lesson experiences was you took from your either school band or orchestra teacher or your private piano or whatever teacher, you had a recital maybe once or twice a year, and it was all kind of the same thing. Wow. And if you had a passion for it, you know, and you had your own motivation, mm-hmm. you were, you know, lucky to go ahead and do other things with it. And for us, I think we're trying to instill at that very young age that music can be more than just, you know, the Christmas play at school, or more than just the once a year recital. It can be a classical experience, or it can be an open mic experience at a coffee shop. It can be, you know, a playing with a band experience on a huge stage, like at the Minnesota Music Cafe. There's just so many things that you can make out of it, rather than just pigeonholing it into that one area that most people think of when they think of, you know, their kids piano taking lessons. Private lessons. Mm-hmm. You know, so we basically want to do for them what we're doing as adults, just kind of scaled down.
Get them ready for
what's to come,
yeah, you know, or get them ready for that idea of being on stage and getting comfortable with it.
Yeah, well, and some of them, you know, just are, they take to it right away. I have a few students that are just like, oh my gosh, when's the next performance? Mm-hmm. And of course you have the few that feel a little nervous about it, but mm-hmm. once they experience it, they love it and they see how much fun it is.
So. Well, I've been to your guys' coffee shop. What do you guys call those? The coffee shop mornings, Saturday mornings at the Depot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're just calling it Saturday Morning Music. I'm not sure if we have a for sure title. It's at the Depot Coffee House in Hopkins. It's right on 169 in Excelsior. It's an awesome little shop. Great coffee. Really cool.
I've seen one of the performers we're going to feature today, one of mm-hmm. your students, Josie.
Yeah.
I've seen Lana.
Right.
Lana play there before, and she's really good. She's, but yeah, she gets up there and she performs just excellently, and she's just, so, but we do have a song of hers.
Yep.
To show, to feature on the, Music Lab Nights, as we're calling this show. So, here is Lana. Thank you.
Music Lab, and I'm 5 years old.
Yes, who is it?
Wait! One thing! Where did my case go?
Oh, it's Joel Luters, everybody.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Joel.
Hey, Joel.
They call him the Namer.
That's me!
Joel Luters, the known for his artwork around the Music Lab, his designing of the Music Lab logo, and, little known fact, the designer...
Creator
of the name Music Lab.
The Music Lab.
Sorry, the Music Lab.
Yes, my name is Joel Luters. I'm the artist and the namer of Music Lab. And Music Lab Nights.
Wait.
He was also the voice of our little Music Lab commercial bit.
That's true.
I don't know if you're the namer of Music Lab Nights necessarily. I think I piggybacked band. Off your...
He also named the Brian Just Band. And,
sorry. It feels
Josie
so
and
good.
The
it's water dropping again. So Joel has named a lot of things, and that's what he's... They call him the namer.
The namer.
And he's here now. He's just entered the yellow practice space, and he is, which is something you can do during Music Lab Nights. We have a lot of people popping in. But that was Lana with a song by, I can never keep those 80s bands straight, but
Journey.
Foreigner or Journey or...
Journey, faithfully.
Or what's another one? I always think that you can never...
Styx.
No one's ever Yeah, no one's ever seen Styx... The lead singer of Styx, Foreigner, and Journey in the same place at once is what I've always said. Anyways, so now I have a few more questions for you guys, if you're willing to talk a little bit further.
Sure.
So I was curious, at what age did you both start playing your instrument? I'll go with us Jillian first. What age were you when you started?
I was 7 when I started playing the violin.
And that
second grade.
And violin's been your instrument all along, is that right?
Yeah, well, pretty much. I've been singing since before that, but pretty much violin was my big thing. I did a little bit of switching during the school orchestra days, and I played cello for just a little while. But yeah, once I started the violin, I couldn't put it down.
And Josie, how about you?
I was 3 when I started.
3 years old?
Overachiever.
No, I started playing a little bit on my own by ear. And my parents say, I don't know, but my parents say that I was playing left-hand chords with melodies at 3 when I was starting to pick things out by ear. Uh-huh. But I don't know. So they enrolled me in lessons right away at 4.
Is it, I believe you've been quoted as saying, every note has a song in it. Is that true?
Yes, that is a quote of mine.
your 3-year-old self, I believe?
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. I was in the paper when I was 4, I think, for being the local musician. And I had a quote that says, every note has a song in it.
So,
so darn cute.
So you took 3 to kind of get, you know, a little bit of buildup of, you know, musical knowledge, and then
mm-hmm,
4
yeah.
was when you really
then
started
was,
taking it to the presses.
I knew everything there was to know.
Okay.
I'm lost in a sunshine winter, blues are pulling me through. Coffee's black and the snow does cover.
Okay, one question I have for you both, and I'll start with you, Josie, this time. Who is your favorite music teacher? Who was your favorite music teacher in elementary age, 3 years old age, college age?
Well, I would say I definitely have a variety of favorites at UMD, and I favor them all, I think, for different reasons, but I think that was when I really started to enjoy the instruction that I was given, and I don't know, I really love Jean Doty. She was like a second mom to me, and I know everybody knows Dr. Wagerin in Duluth, but he's pretty much amazing. He was probably the best professor you can have for theory and form classes. I don't know. He just really enforced creative thinking, I think, that I really loved. And Alexander Chernyshev was my last piano instructor, and I really was in love with his strictness. I don't know, he was a really strict piano instructor, I think, and I think that's what I really needed to push me that extra edge. And so I love them all for different reasons.
Okay. Jillian, do you remember who your favorite music teacher was growing up?
Or? Oh, gosh. This isn't going to be as profound as Josie's answer, I don't think. I feel like I have to narrow it down to two teachers. The first person who ever taught me the violin, her name is Helena Pakola. She's from Finland, and that's who I first started with when I was 7. I saw the group that she had, the Singing Strings, play at a summer camp I was at when I was in the first grade, when I was 6. And I was just like, it blew my mind. There were kids my age in it up to high school, and they were playing the violin, singing and dancing in all different languages and things like that. It was just so entertaining and so cool, and I just fell in love with the violin. And I begged my parents for a year to let me take violin, and when I wouldn't let up, they enrolled me with her, which I thought was really cool. So after taking from her for a year, she invited me to be in the group. And that's basically where I learned how to perform, because we did everything. I mean, it was everything I know today about like what to do on stage was kind of stemmed from there. And all the varieties of music that I love kind of stems from her too, because she definitely instilled more than just classical in us. We did hoedown fiddle music, we did gypsy music, we did ethnic music, we did classical, we did everything. So that was pretty awesome. But as far as if I can take the performance and just the overall well-rounded knowledge from Helena Pakola and then mix it with the disciplined and kind of strict instruction that I got from the teacher that I had through junior high and high school, her name is Michelle Gribben. I took from her, I believe she's in Duluth now, but she was originally on the Iron Range where I'm from and moved to Duluth, so I would drive there from my tiny little hometown every week to take lessons, and she got me through all the classical concertos and kind of prepared me for going to college.
And you're from Eveleth originally, right?
Yep, okay. Eveleth, Minnesota.
And Josie, you're from a lot Minot. Of places in North Dakota, but yeah. Mostly Minot?
Mostly Minot, I'll okay. say.
And so how do you guys both use your what you've learned from these somewhat free-spirited teachers that teach a lot of different styles and different things, but also it sounds like you both had a very strict teacher in your life, and that's maybe what's brought you guys to be such strong performers and teachers as well. So how do you guys bring that to your own students?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I definitely, I think some students would maybe consider me strict, maybe in a way, but I feel like I have a balance of teaching really good technique and being a little bit strict about it, but also having a lot of fun as well, and kind of letting my students do not just strictly classical, but like whatever they're interested in, like jazz or pop music even, and take it in different directions. So I think I have a little bit of a balance, which I probably got that from my teachers as well. What about you?
You said it perfectly. I'm kind of in the same boat as you, mm-hmm. I think. I feel like with the technique and with the posture, well, with the violin, it's all about posture. You know, mm-hmm. really, it's such a difficult instrument to learn, and just holding it is a lesson in itself. But I think I'm a little on the stricter side with that, but I'm so easygoing. I feel like I could be more strict, actually, in my lessons, but I don't know, I just like to give everybody a chance to learn how to play everything is kind of the thing, and for the most part, you know, we're smiling, laughing, having a good time. Coming to the lessons is all about learning as much as you can, but having fun. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You guys
yeah.
do keep a good balance there. I've heard that myself when I'm playing drums and guitar around the music lab. So I've, but yeah, you guys, really excited to see where the music lab goes on year two.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And, so another thing I wanted to talk about, though, was Music Lab Nights and where this idea came from. It's we were painting the practice spaces
Mm-hmm. A year ago.
A year ago.
Yeah.
In the winter of 2010.
11.
2011. What year is it? Anyways, but we were in the yellow room painting it at night, and it, or I don't know if I was painting it or who, but I thought it seemed like a detective space, a room for a detective office, like after hours
music space. It's gotta be the glass doors.
Yeah.
The glass on the door. Yeah.
And you came running to me.
I ran somewhere. See, what's detectives? Let's have a detective thing. So what it's become at this point, though, is Music Lab Nights, which we're hoping will be a weekly eventually, but for maybe now, for the spring here, we'll probably do a monthly night at the Music Lab where students, teachers, and local musicians can come and perform, and maybe even talk a little bit about their craft, and basically just get to know each other, and another opportunity for the students to perform. So that's kind of what you can expect from the Music Lab nights over the spring. And just let your teachers know if you're interested in performing. And so we should have a lot of special guests coming up, and just look on the website for more information. So we have some upcoming shows here that we'd probably like to discuss. Jillian, do you have any shows coming up with any of your groups?
Well, yes, I do. Actually, a group I play with called the Brass Kings, they're a Minneapolis band. We're playing every Tuesday at the Turf Club for the month of January. We have what they call the Tuesday Residency. I believe the shows start at 8:30 Tuesday nights. And actually, next Tuesday, which would be January 10th, the new band that my husband, Eric, and Josie and I just started, my brother Vincent, will be the guest artist at that Tuesday residency at the Turf Club. So come check out two cool bands in one night next Tuesday.
And Josie, are you going to be plugging
the Brian Jess Band?
I hear they're really good.
I know. They're super good.
Where are they playing?
They've
I'd
got
love
a
to go.
Show February 11th. Oh, shoot. Never mind. I mean February 3rd.
It's those typhoid pills. It's got to be the typhoid pills.
Okay.
For those who are listening, I literally pointed at a 3, and Josie said 11.
I was looking at the calendar.
Okay, no, that's good.
Okay, two shows.
Okay,
Okay, Brian Jess Band has a show February 3rd at the Amsterdam.
With the Parlor Suite.
With the Parlor Suite.
And that's located downtown St. Paul, right?
Downtown St. Paul.
And another is Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels are in Big Trouble, Valentine's show on February 11th that Brian is in. And it's going to be movie soundtrack love songs.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
That might be the tent. So.
What? I thought I was the
Oh, whatever. Okay.
Oh, good
That's
lord.
Okay.
We can't do dates.
Just come, just try all those venues whenever
just
you feel like it.
Search the internet.
Every
we
day.
All do it. Show up at the venue.
Okay, so do we have time for a game?
Yeah! Let's play a game.
Okay, so it's game time. Here's the game. It's called Storyology. It's a game made by our good friend Jake Cromley. And, basically, what the three of us, Josie, Jillian, and I are going to do is we are going to spin a disc, and on this disc are a bunch of different words, and on this, and we are going to spin it and point our finger at it, and then whatever that word is, we're going to try to come up with a song. Sorry, we're going to try to come up with
a story that has person, place, or thing about that word.
It has person, place, or thing about that word.
So it has nouns.
And it has
and
something
it has,
to do with music.
It has to have something to do with music. So, and then, after we all three of us have spun it and given our story, one of us...
will make it into a song.
We'll try to make it into a song. It's
Brian.
That easy.
Yay.
And we'll all decide who it is later.
Brian.
Maybe you guys will help me. Okay.
Yay.
So, Josie, you want to go first? You have it.
Sure.
Okay, it's spinning, folks. There it goes, and...
ooh, best night.
Best night
Ooh.
Story. Ooh, a best musical night story. What's your best musical night
story? Best musical night story.
Was it a music lab night story?
Ooh.
Is this your best night ever?
No.
Okay.
Someday I'm sure it will be, but not yet.
Someday it'll get better.
So my best night music story, I maybe would think that, well, I mean, there were probably a million amazing night music stories, but this one in particular...
Yes?
Do tell. All
right, okay, so we were in Duluth at the Bayfront Park, and we went to go see Wilco, but it was, like, kind of a dreary, cold, rainy day. Which wasn't fun, but at the concert, it was actually kind of like, it turned into like this warmish mist, and it was like misting across the stage during the whole concert, and it just made everything look super cool, and we were like practically in the front row because it was such a crappy day, so no one wanted to come out. So it was my best night music
Wilco
story.
Okay, that's a good music
that's
story.
Awesome. Okay.
That's a good night music story. Okay. And it's spinning Jillian's turn. There we go. And
first sneaky. I'm not quite sure what to make of that.
This is a kid's show.
What is the first sneaky music thing you did?
Sneaky music.
Sneaky. Sneaky.
Sneaky. Let's
sneaky think. Music things. This is gonna be kind of tough.
Maybe sneakers music thing. Like, you know, if you wore sneakers to a show or.
That might happen often and not be very memorable.
It doesn't have to be memorable. Is that part of the
first
rules?
First sneaky.
Could be a really boring story.
First sneaky.
Did you ever play something that you weren't supposed to play?
Or sneak in some notes somewhere.
Oh,
where they
I do that all the time. And well, in the country band I played in for a long time, the Killer Hayseeds. Any time that there's, you know, a violin or fiddle solo, like, I mean, there are a few songs where you kind of have to play like a certain thing if it's a really prominent part that's really recognizable on the tune. But for the most part, we would just play whatever and improvise solos, and I would sneak in Jimi Hendrix tunes or Cream tunes, or sometimes I'd sneak in Devil Went Down to Georgia because that's like the one song that we all refuse to play.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've snuck in random classic rock tunes into presumably country songs.
Okay, that's a good
that's
way to take
sneaky.
That. Well done.
I don't know if it was the first music sneaky thing, but close enough.
I'm spinning it up now and the guitar here. We'll see what happens. Hopefully I'll get a good one. And school.
First school.
School music. Oh, my first school music thing. Let's see. Oh, okay. Well, I remember playing a recorder at my grade school. And I do remember thinking, even as a child, that I never wanted to teach the recorder to a bunch of children.
Really?
Yeah, I remember thinking to myself,
wow, I never wanted
wow,
to teach this.
Wow, this is annoying and loud and painful. And this is not sounding good. So, and I think then after that they gave me the sticks to play,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, that's my story. Pretty painful, actually. But
All right.
So who's gonna help? You guys gonna help me? Maybe if I. Okay.
Sure.
Oh gosh.
Okay. All right. So Josie's best night. She's got a million or billion of them. Her best night. She couldn't decide right at first, but she's got a best night after all. It happened in Duluth. Her best night happened in. Oh, Wilco was there. They were standing in the rain. It was dreary and cold and misty. And then,
it was the best night. It was my best music night.
It was her best music night. Okay, man. Well, Jillian used to sneak in a bunch of Purple Haze solos in her country band songs. And
it was her first sneaky experience,
but not really.
And then for my song, I'd like to do something special. All right, here we go for my portion.
I love that you're doing that.
How you play Storyology. Thank you, Jake Kromlich, for giving me your game. Okay, Josie and Jillian, thank you so much for coming to Music Lab Nights, making episode one a success.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
This is going to be a very successful podcast, I can tell already. And everyone's welcome to come. Look for on musiclabminneapolis.com and even brianjust.com. for more updates on when the next one will be, and we'd love to see you there. Thank you so much for listening, and Josie and Jillian will play us out. Have a great night.
There's a hole in my heart where my love used to be. It took it all from me, and then some. No matter what I do, I can't stop thinking of you.
Music Lab Minneapolis.com.